Welcome to Radioactive Magazine. We will be talking with Miranda Pratt, the Wikipedian in residence at the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library. Miranda, the vast majority of our audience probably have heard of Wikipedia, and most have probably used it. But why don't you start by telling us what it is?
Yeah, definitely. So Wikipedia is a crowdsourced open source encyclopedia. It's open access, which means that it's free and it's online, and it's the largest encyclopedia to date, to my knowledge. So it covers everything from like cats to like the sun to like different political theories and all sorts of things. And everybody, not a lot of people use it and a lot of people know about it. I think it's one of the 10 most visited websites in the world, and it is in over 250 different languages. And so, yeah, it's just a great resource.
Right. And I understand that almost anyone can change almost anything on Wikipedia. So the obvious question to that is, how can we trust it?
Yeah. So I think that Wikipedia was created 21 years ago in 2001. Now it's 2022. but when it was first created, I think it was probably less trustworthy than it is now because there were so few people editing it and kind of making it a thing. But there are so many people editing it now and fact checking everybody else that it's like, if something's wrong on Wikipedia, it's going to be fixed really quick. And they talk about verifiability over like quote unquote truth, right? So just making sure whatever claims you're making are like able to be cited. So it's both like it's a tool to teach people how to find information, right? Because if you go to an article, you can go to the bottom and see all of those citations, and you can figure out for yourself which things are true or not. And more likely than not, most of the claims in the article are going to be like fact checkable. And because it's like 21 years old now, like professional fact checkers use it a lot. People use it in classroom education. So it's a lot more reliable than it was in the past.
Right. And so I've been into Wikipedia since 2010, mm-hmm. and I get a few emails a day about Wikipedia articles I'm quote watching, unquote. Somebody has changed the article and I'm invited to go review the change. So some of the changes are really good and they're new information and I learn stuff and I'm up to date on, you know, it's a way to keep up to date on things, right? Some of the changes are just vandalism. Like one of my favorites is the Wikipedia article on sex chromosome. Someone changed it to say that it was the funnest chromosome. Well, that's cute, but it doesn't belong in Wikipedia. And it was gone in seconds, right? Because somebody else was watching it and they saw, oh, this is ridiculous. And they hit the undo button and it was gone, right? Conservatives claim that Wikipedia is biased against them. What's your comment on that?
I think that Wikipedia is just about writing in like verifiable truths, right? And so if an article has claims in it that are not verifiable, people will like edit them and add in new information. And I think because articles like Wikipedia's editor demographic is often like super white and like super like cis het male, right? It is very hard. It's just like there's a lot of change that needs to happen on Wikipedia to make it more verifiable and more truthful. Yeah. So it's not really being biased against people. It's more of like we are like writing in the information that should have been there in the first place.
Sure. Well, almost anyone can change almost anything on Wikipedia. What stays tends to be written from a neutral point of view, citing credible sources. And if what you write is not written from a neutral point of view or doesn't cite a credible source to support what was written, somebody else will likely revert it or you know, modify it so that mm-hmm. it's more neutral or it's more consistent with the available evidence. In fact, there's a Wikipedia article on the reliability of Wikipedia that talks about research that was done on the wisdom of polarized crowds. People with very different perspectives come together and argue over what honestly we can really say about X, Y, or Z. And that's very different from most of the mainstream media and most of the other forums that are echo chambers for one perspective or another. Do you have any reactions to that?
Yeah, I think that you're right in that it's really different from like most of the like media sources. I was listening to a podcast where they talked about analyzing media sources for reliability that weren't necessarily Wikipedia. And they talked about, they were like, follow the money, right? Like see who's paying and who's lobbying these different media resources. But in terms of Wikipedia, like it's like a crowdsourced resource. So like nobody's paying people to do these things. They're like doing them in their free time and they are like verifying things and comparing sources and doing all of these things. So I think it's like a different model than a lot of mainstream media, which I think is a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. The Wikimedia Foundation, this parent organization of which Wikipedia is one of their projects, they have employees, but their employees are not paid to edit Wikipedia. They're paid to manage the software that drives Wikipedia and organize events like their annual Wikimania conference. And they've in the U.S. in North America, they've had Wiki Conference North America. I've attended some and presented at some of them. What can you tell us about the Wiki Human Rights Campaign?
Yeah. So from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Wiki Human Rights Campaign is a collaboration between the UN's Council on Human Rights and the Wikimedia Foundation to increase content on various like human rights issues globally. But I know that you know some about it as well, Spencer.
Right. As a matter of fact, I was the Wikimania conference last August, I think, featured a presentation led by Luisina Ferrante, who's the education and human rights manager for Wikimedia Argentina. And she has organized dozens of, quote, editathons, workshops to teach people about Wikipedia all over Latin America and the Caribbean that have trained hundreds of volunteers that have uploaded thousands of images that were included in thousands of articles on Wikipedia that have been viewed by in tens of thousands of times. And Patricia Diaz Rubio, who was the executive director of Wikimedia Chile, claims that that work helped break a conspiracy of silence and that led to something like 78% approval of a process and a plebiscite to rewrite the Chilean constitution to replace the one written under the Pinochet dictatorship. So that's really huge. And last December, a 35-year-old former student activist was elected president, got 56% of the vote for president of Chile, defeating a right winger who promised to block the implementation of the new constitution. So it can have a huge impact. Luisina also said that she thought her work made a major contribution in the success of the law that legalized abortion up to 14 weeks in Argentina. Argentina is a very Catholic country, so that was pretty huge. So in case you joined us, we're talking with Miranda Pratt, the Wikipedian in residence for the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library. So did you tell me, Miranda, you're talking with some folks about Black Lives Matter?
So we're not talking about that movement specifically, but I am working with the Black Archives of Mid-America on like writing Black history of Kansas City into Wikipedia, specifically from this website that the library created in partnership with the Black Archives and the Local Investment Commission called kcblackhistory.org. And it just launched this month, but they've been working on it for a while. Every year since 2010, I think they put out a publication where they feature like 5 to 10 like notable Black Kansas Cityans like from history. And they like distribute them to schools and different things like that. So I created a list, like a working list in collaboration with people at the Black Archives. And we're currently working on writing those folks into Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's wonderful. There was, I have a minor personal connection with that. There was a man named Levi Harrington who was lynched for a murder that he did not commit in the 1880s, I think. And a few years ago, the Kansas City, Missouri erected a plaque in his honor. And I took a picture of that plaque and created a Wikipedia article on him. What can you tell us about gender equity or lack thereof in Wikipedia?
If you want to learn more about like Levi Harrington and things like that, the Community Remembrance Project is a great thing to check out. I think they have a permanent exhibition at the Black Archives. But in terms of like gender equity on Wikipedia, I don't think, based on my research, they've taken a lot of surveys on editor demographics. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the last one was in 2011 on gender demographics specifically. And I have specific statistics, but according to the Wikimedia Foundation, less than 10% of its contributors identified as female. More recently, research points to 16% globally and 22% in the U.S. And again, the data relative to trans and gender non-binary editors is basically non-existent. And that survey didn't account for like intersectional identities of race, disability, class, et cetera, right? And it also probably wasn't written, I'm assuming it wasn't written with like gender inclusive language. It was probably very binary. But all that goes to say is that there's a lot of like skewed demographics on Wikipedia, which leads to like skewed content, right? There's a lot of articles that are really fleshed out on things that somebody might consider typically, like stereotypically like masculine or like stereotypically like cis het male kind of thing. And then there's articles that are on like historical, like women and queer figures and all sorts of people who are like, they're not fleshed out. Like the articles are missing a lot of citations. They don't have as many images. Oftentimes they'll list like people's number of children and like who they're married to before they talk about what they did. And that's just like base level, like things you can get like into the weeds about all of the things that are wrong with that, right? But there are projects working to counteract both gender and racial bias on Wikipedia and also like language barriers on Wikipedia. So some organizations working on that are Art and Feminism, Black Lunch Table, Afro Crowd, and Whose Knowledge. And Whose Knowledge is a more global organization dedicated to like increasing content by marginalized editors globally, all about like gender identity and race and class and all sorts of things. And they have some really awesome free training materials on most of those websites. And if they don't, then they have like lots of cool events that you can attend for free to work on increasing representation online.
Yeah, wonderful. Women in Red.
Yeah, that's a whole project too, right? Women in Red, it is a massive working list of like all of these women and like queer people and like people who don't have Wikipedia articles, right? And Women in Red means that their names are read on Wikipedia. And when your name is read on Wikipedia, that means that you don't have a Wikipedia article. But when you write somebody a Wikipedia article, it changed to blue.
Somebody has created a link to a name of someone who they hope a Wikipedia article will be written, but doesn't exist yet. As I mentioned, even if someone never edits Wikipedia, there is still value in creating an account because it allows users to watch a Wikipedia article. Because I have an account, I watch a number of different articles and I can get so I view changes on in different articles, and anytime an article changes, I get an email, and sometimes it's really useful and sometimes it's just a waste. What's a Wikimedia Commons?
Yeah, so Wikimedia Commons is like an open access image repository and media file repository, which basically means it has like images and sound bites and videos and educational materials and PDFs and stuff like that. And you can upload content as well. A lot of that content, most of it, if not all of it, operates under Creative Commons licenses, which is a specific type of like customizable open license that you can do for creative work. So for example, if like you need a photo to illustrate an article, you can upload that photo if you have the copyright information. So for example, if you have the photographer's consent, or if the photo is already in the public domain, then you can customize the copyright, you upload it, and then you can upload it to the article through this other repository. And what is really cool about those kind of licenses is that you can do, I think the most common one on Wikipedia is Creative Commons Share Alike with Attribution, international. And so that just means that you have to make sure that you cite the creator when you're using it for however you're using it, which I think is really awesome, because it's like, you can use it in your PowerPoint, just put who created it, right? Yeah, like if you are using images for PowerPoints or presentations outside of Wikipedia, you can go on Wikimedia Commons and find images. Just be sure to make sure you check the copyright information and cite it appropriately.
Wikimedia Commons, at least in my experience in the past, has been really quite paranoid about the stuff they accept. If you don't claim that you made it yourself, I haven't done this recently, but I was forced to jump through a lot of hoops to get an image in there. And recently, there was a former intelligence analyst named Daniel Hale, who's currently serving time in prison. And I reached out to a support group for him, and one of them uploaded a picture of him recently to Wikimedia Commons, which I then made sure that it was connected to a so-called Wikidata item on him, and then was used in the Wikipedia article on him. So speaking about Wikidata, do you want to comment on Wikidata?
Yeah, I can do that. So some people are familiar with like linked data and some people are not, and I'm one of the people that are currently learning about linked data. But basically Wikidata, in my understanding, is that everything from like the sun to like the concept of boredom to like your like fingers or like whatever, they all are assigned this specific number and letter combination. And on Wikidata, it's like a Q and then like whatever number afterwards. And that just makes it so that you can query the data more easily. And querying just means like a complicated search, right? Like if you wanted to find some records about the sun and the concept of boredom, you could like combine all three of those things and search for it. And it would, because they're all labeled with this Q, it'll be easier to find. But the really important thing about Wikidata is that I think there are a couple of things. One of them is it has a lower notability threshold than like Wikipedia. So if you're writing about somebody who doesn't have a lot of like verifiable sources written about them, but you're like, this person's important, I want somebody else to write about them whenever these sources get written, right? You can upload data about them to Wikidata. So at least they have an item in that and they're searchable online. You can also upload a photo through Wikimedia Commons and attach to that Wikidata file. But Wikidata also has this partnership with Google Search. So a lot of times when you're searching things on Google, the first result will pop up like birth date, death date, occupation. There's like a photo and stuff like that. And often that data is pulled from like Wikidata because they have like they're both these heavily like searchable things, both like Google and Wikidata. So they were like, let's do it together, right? And that just like increases the visibility of whatever and whoever you're trying to write about.
Yeah. And there are a whole bunch of Daniel Hales. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they each one are different. Okay. And so you can have, each one can have different Wikidata items, and you can distinguish which Daniel Hale you're talking about in that way. I use Wikidata. I put a lot of citations into Wikidata. And that's really helpful because if I use the same citation in two or three different places, I just cite the Wikidata item. And that's particularly valuable because if I get a broken link, I can fix that broken link in one place, right? Oh, there's another interesting thing on Wikidata. I recently had a minor interaction with someone on Wikidata. Somebody had a middle name that was normally a last name, right? And so this other Wikidata editor was deleting Wikidata names like that that were documented as surnames rather than given names, right? So we talked about, okay, Everett as a surname is different from Everett as a given name, right? How can someone use Wikipedia to study a foreign language?
Yeah, so my understanding is like there are over 250 different language Wikipedias. And oftentimes when we talk about Wikipedia, we mean English Wikipedia, especially in like the US. But like there are all sorts of different Wikipedias and you can switch between Wikipedias and see the same article. So if like you're learning Spanish, for example, you can go back and forth between like a Spanish version and an English version of an article.
There's a Wikipedia article on Julia Cagé, who's a French economist. I translated the Wikipedia on her from French into English and Spanish. So anyway, we're about out of time. Any final words, Miranda, for our audience?
Yeah, just Wikipedia is like one of many tools that people can use to learn more about a topic. And I like that it's free and that like people can learn how to find verifiable sources and add them into it. And it also is just like this huge like citation list, like which is really great for any sort of research project. But if you want to learn more about Wikipedia, we offer Wikipedia meetings with me at the library. You can schedule a meeting with me or come to any of my Wikipedia programs. Just reach out to me. My contact information is my name, Miranda Pratt, MIRANDAPRATT at kclibrary.org. And we also have events that are on the library calendar as well that you can check out.
Wonderful. Yeah. So, and if you missed that information, it's in the description of this episode of Radioactive Magazine at kkfi.org. Go to News and Public Affairs, then Radioactive Magazine, and you will find this session, episode description of this session. You have been listening to an interview with Miranda Pratt, the Wikipedian in residence at the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library. Tune in next week for an update on the Equal Rights Amendment with a legal brief. We will talk with Katie Hornung, the director of VoteEquality.us and a leading expert on the Equal Rights Amendment, and with Erica Benson, the ERA campaign coordinator for Project 28 Missouri. That's Project28MO.com. More information on these interviews is available in the description of the episode. Episodes of Radioactive Magazine. As I said, go to kkfi.org, then News and Public Affairs, then Radioactive Magazine. A podcast of each episode is available with the description shortly after the end of each broadcast. I'm Spencer Graves. Thanks for listening.